AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is pumping 50 million barrels of crude into the economy.
I'm announcing that the largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic.
Biden says the move should drive down gasoline prices.
It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
Shortly after the U.S. announcement, India said it would release 5 million barrels from its strategic reserves. The British government confirmed it will release up to 1.5 million barrels from its stockpile. Japan and South Korea also taking part. The case against three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, is in the hands of the jury. Prosecutor Linda Donikowski telling the panel this morning they are not to decide if defendants Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are good or evil.
This isn't about whether these three men are good people or bad people. That's not what this is about. It's about responsibility. It's about holding people accountable and responsible for their actions. When they do something like this, they have to be held accountable and responsible. Nobody gets a free pass.
That from Court TV. The three are charged in the shotgun slaying of Arbery as he ran through their neighborhood. They claim they were trying to make a citizen's arrest and acted in self-defense when Arbery attacked Greg McMichael, who then shot him. A Missouri judge rules a Kansas City man jailed for more than 40 years for three murders was wrongfully convicted in 1979 and will be released. Kevin Strickland, who is 62, has always maintained he was home watching television and had nothing to do with the killings, which happened when he was 18 years old. This is AP News. In a mixed verdict, a jury in Charlottesville, Virginia, awards more than $25 million in damages to nine people who sued white nationalist leaders for violence that erupted during the 2017 Unite the Right rally. The lawsuit accused some of the country's most well-known white nationalists of plotting the violence, including Jason Kessler, the rally's main organizer, Richard Spencer, and Christopher Cantwell. Tens of millions of people are hitting the road or taking to the air for Thanksgiving. Serene Brown and her three children are flying out of the Newark, New Jersey airport.
Compared to last year, we're actually traveling. We're going to meet up with the rest of the family for the first time, you know, so it's a special moment. It's just good that, you know, the kids haven't traveled anywhere in a while, so this is actually a good experience.
Brown admits to being a bit concerned and taking steps to stay safe, since about half of her family is not vaccinated against the coronavirus. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.